This is a joyful moment for all of us because you can't see it on the camera, but the sanctuary has beautiful beings sitting in the chairs for the first time in 6 months. So my heart overflows with gratitude for the 16 or 17 of you who have consented to be here tonight. And for all of you who are joining us in the Cloud Church of Conscious Harmony, thank you for your presence wherever you may be. Tonight we will be reminded of the truth that sometimes God uses the people we don't even like in our lives and the beautiful way in which everything belongs. First force, second force, third force, another way of putting it. And as a reminder also, just to look for the email on Friday or to go to the church website, because we're switching from Zoom to Vimeo for our Wednesday evening service, next week Wednesday service, and this coming Sunday service. And you'll need to click on a new link that we'll provide you in the Friday email or on the church website. So hopefully that will be fairly straightforward. If you do happen to go to the Zoom site, if your browsers memorize that, it'll direct you to the Vimeo, and you'll just have to take that extra step. Let's take a moment now in the silence to ask the Holy Spirit to minister to each of us tonight, wherever we are, whatever we're going through. We consent to the presence and action of the Spirit of God in our lives, and that this service would enhance the love and consciousness on our planet. May our conscious efforts and intention to gather in community bear beautiful fruit of love and wisdom. Amen.
Let us now rest in the silence of God's love for 15 minutes of centering prayer. Staying in this place of quiet, you're now invited to listen to the gospel reading, which is taken from the first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 3. Brothers and sisters, I could not talk to you as spiritual people, but as immature people, as infants in Christ. I fed you milk, not solid food, because you were unable to take it. Indeed, you are still not able, even now, for you are still immature spiritually. While there is jealousy and rivalry among you, are you not immature and walking according to the manner of human nature? Whenever someone says, I belong to Paul, and another, I belong to Apollos, are you not merely focused on personality? What is Apollos, after all? And what is Paul? Ministers through whom you became believers, just as the Lord assigned each one. I planted Apollos, watered, but God caused the growth. Therefore, neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who causes the growth. He who plants and he who waters are one, and each will receive wages in proportion to his labor. For we are God's co-workers. You are God's field, God's building. May this reading nourish our journey deeper into wisdom and love. Amen.
Good to be sitting in this chair again. I haven't sat in it in a while. And I suspect you felt the same when you came in. It's really good to be together. Thank you for your wish and your presence tonight. The indication of spiritual immaturity was one particular thing in that passage. I don't know if you caught it, but the clue, the giveaway that spiritual immaturity is occurring had to do with rivalry and jealousy. And you could just say division. And that was a really interesting thing to observe, that one of the primary indications that we can still have some room to grow spiritually is when we notice our inability to get along with others we disagree with. We're in a political climate where it's almost a given that that energy of disagreement and division is hurtful to people. And it's an indication to all of us that as a country, as a species, we have some room to grow, that we are in growing pains as a culture, that we're probably an adolescent culture, truthfully, and that if someone from a higher advanced civilization from a different planet were to arrive today and look at how we choose to govern ourselves, how we choose to do our culture, they might encourage us and invite us to think bigger and that it's possible to evolve. And if you lose that sense of possibility amidst the controversy, if you get sucked down that negative emotional rabbit hole of division and making the other wrong, the very next thing you'll notice perhaps in your life is that you will have a taste that is very unpleasant, and that taste is an indication that one has room to grow spiritually. That division robs us of seeing other people for who they really are underneath the personality that they wear and the beliefs that they share. This becomes really challenging for us to grow spiritually in such a way that it impacts our ability to tolerate others who disagree with us. I can think of no other place to do really hard work these days than at that edge of our being. Can you grow spiritually when it comes to how other people think and act politically? Can you grow spiritually in your response to others in this area, in your response to the news and the influences that we take in? And this works across the spectrum, wherever you might fall on the political spectrum. We certainly don't ever wish to make any one person wrong or any one personal viewpoint wrong. That's not the point of this community. The point of our community is to support one another in God devotion wherever we might land on the spectrum of politics, and to see beyond the name or the form underneath the personality and recognize, as this beautiful letter says, it's not about Paul, it's not about Apollos, it's not about R's and D's, it's not about any other thing, any other quality. It's about something else, something deeper. And that is an indication of, I think, spiritual maturity, the capacity to bear the differences without reacting and going negative on the differences. That doesn't mean the differences go away. In fact, part of the spice of life is the fact that differences are essential for any community to thrive. We do not want a world of sameness. I don't want a life of sameness. It's the diversity and the color and the spectrum of beliefs that make life so intriguing. I don't want to go to the same place year after year for vacation. I want to experience the great diversity of the planet, because it tells me something I didn't know. I didn't know that until I learned that. And I'm enhanced when I recognize that the great diversity of viewpoints shows me my edges of growth. And also to begin to see that even people that might cause us to have negative emotions, rightfully so, because we see them or perceive them as being hurtful or cruel or mean-spirited, or of a low level of consciousness, or of a low level of energy that creates hatred or anger, stirs that up, that even those people belong in the process. And that's really the second point of this passage, if you caught it, that this everything belongs idea. I'm going to plant, Apollos is going to water, you could say, and so-and-so is going to till it up, and so-and-so is going to put some fertilizer on it, and so-and-so is going to play this part, and in the end, God's going to make it grow. And that's a beautiful thing to think about, that everything and everyone belongs. Even the monsters on this planet, like the Hitlers, somehow, some way, even they belong. And you cannot figure it out with your head. But if you step back, and if I step back from trying to control history, and certainly from trying to control what anyone else thinks or believes or does, if we step back from that sense of controlling what others should or shouldn't think or shouldn't believe, then we can allow for the great diversity of everything that belongs. This person does this on this planet, this person does this, and we all bring it, so to speak, to the table, and God does something with it. And God, which is pure existence, which seems to have this wish for existence to continue to be mirrored on this planet, that God's existence is somehow reaped or mirrored on this planet, otherwise we wouldn't continue to exist, that God's existence wills our existence on this planet, and God seems to have this infinite level of patience to deal with our Neanderthal evolving brains that just now are beginning to understand the power of empathy, that just now are beginning to understand the power of connectivity across genders and across races and across lines on maps. We're just really beginning to understand what it means to live together in harmony. And we're learning that by seeing the great violence and disharmony that is out there. It's the very contrast that shows us the way we wish to grow and what we choose. I like chocolate, not vanilla. I want mint chocolate chip, not strawberry. It's the contrast that shows us where we want to go. And while we bear with other people's unpleasant manifestations, and some manifestations seem so dumb-headed and so silly, it's hard to bear with them. How could you do that? Well, Paul is trying to say spiritual maturity shows us, is an indication that we can put up with other people and not become bitter, rivalrous, angry, mean-spirited toward them. And in the end, God makes it grow. And last point I want to draw our attention to is this understanding that this is going to make some planting, this is going to make some water, and this is going to make some fertilizing, this is going to do this, and God's going to make it grow. And we're all part of God's household or God's field. And so it's as if that beautiful word household is the Greek word oikonos. It's where we get the word economy from. So it's really, you could think of it this way, that everything, even the things you don't want, even the things we resist, even the second force elements of our life that resist us, all of it is a part of the divine economy bringing about the household of God or the field of God. And it's an indication that all of our struggles on this little moment, this little slice of time in history, that part we get to play on the field of history, all of it belongs, and all of it will contribute to the greater economy, whatever God is doing, whatever God is up to with this planet, with our species, with this moment of time where we're all forced with the opportunity to say, look, I can spend a ton of energy blaming other people and thinking about them and how immature they are and how I don't like what they're doing, and turn that around and start to look, where am I immature? Where can I grow? And we then become co-workers, literal co-workers with God. That's one of the great words in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, because it links directly to the great tradition that Gurdjieff taught us through Maurice Nickel and Uspensky, that we are workers, that we literally are co-workers in the great work with God. And so perhaps we're the ones holding God up. instead of so-and-so out there. Perhaps we're the ones that God is waiting for if just one or two of us awaken a little bit more and bring a bit more peace, love, and consciousness onto this planet. Perhaps the beauty will arise instead of something else. I don't know, but I listened to that passage yesterday and today, and that's what landed for me. And it's a reminder to my own self as we enter into this most heated of situations on a cultural perspective. Let's hook up to some other principles to guide us, other principles than the ones you're normally going to hear in the mainstream media and through the influences of our culture. I find this to be some pretty intriguing wisdom. Take it or leave it. I trust it's useful and bears good fruit on our journeys. Let's take a moment in the silence. You've heard what I've had to say. Let's let the Spirit complete what the Spirit has begun. May it be. So as a reminder, we'll be doing our Real Christ Bernadette Roberts book study at 7:30, and you'll need to click out of this Zoom room and go to the other room that has been designated for the class, and you can click on that link on the church website under the Real Christ door. And I thank everyone tonight for your effort to be here. It's so beautiful to see so many of you I haven't seen in 6 months, so I'm just looking, and I don't know who that is, but whoever you are underneath the mask. Otherwise, I think I recognize everyone else. So, really grateful to be together. The love of God, the grace of Christ, the peace of the Holy Spirit is with each of us, drawing us into spiritual maturity amidst all the opportunities for conflict. Amen.